We turn our hearts now to the scripture lesson for today, which is also the primary foundation scripturally for this morning's message. And it comes to us out of the Old Testament book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7 to be exact. And this is also a powerful expression from Scripture of the majesty of Almighty God. Daniel chapter 7, starting with verse 7:9. This is the word of the Lord. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I watched then because the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rests of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. I submit to you that that is one of the most powerful words in Scripture, some of the most powerful words ever written or spoken regarding the sovereignty of Almighty God. In our series of messages concerning the kingdom of God, for quite a long while, I have wanted to bring today's message, at least several occasions in times past, but it just didn't seem exactly the right moment to do that. But in light of the passing of Queen Elizabeth and all the focus and emphasis upon all that is connected to that particular situation, it just seemed to me, as I was praying, that this was the time to bring this very, very, very crucial message. The kingdom of God and the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's timely, not just because of our focus for a time, a short time, I'm sure, on the reign and life of Queen Elizabeth II. But I also believe that it's a time for us to consider this subject because of the greed that we see throughout the world, the whole world, the greed for the grasp of power and authority by whatever means it is possible to seize that control. There is a current and specifically identifiable lust for power and authority throughout our earth today. And our nation, the United States, is not free from that greed and from that power. But I want to assure you that Father God is not confused. Father God is not wringing his hands. Father God has not summoned an emergency meeting of the Holy Trinity to consider the situation of the world in these days. I'm going to read you, as I wrote it several days ago, a specific word that I believe that the Holy Spirit gave to me for this message today, and here it is. Over the centuries, in times of tragedy and tumult, the truth of the sovereignty of Father God has lifted and encouraged people age after age. The truth of the sovereignty of Father God has lifted and encouraged people age after age. Our hymns are filled with evidences of this principle and this truth. Perhaps one of the most powerful of those hymns is the hymn written by Martin Luther, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And you might, at some point, perhaps before you leave today, or if you have a hymnal at home, examine the words of the text of that powerful hymn of worship. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. The Bible uses numerous phrases and symbols to illustrate the sovereignty of Almighty God. The word bulwark, that's one. The word rock, that's another. And there are others that are also found within the Word of God. Now, what I want to do today, so that this message is primarily Scripture, no opinion here, Scripture, the Word of God, the Word of truth, is I want to share several scriptures with you. If you don't have a Bible or you don't look them up, you might want to jot down their addresses. You can look them up a little later. These are powerful, powerful scriptures. And whenever we introduce a principle or a truth that I have not spoken about, maybe for years or perhaps never at all, I specifically like to underscore whatever points we make in a message by showing you their origin in Scripture and not in human thought. So the first of these, and as I mentioned, it's in the Old Testament. I'm going to just select a couple of Old Testament scriptures and a couple of New Testament scriptures, because this theme of the sovereignty of Almighty God is entirely through the Scriptures. In fact, I looked up earlier this week, and one of the words pertaining to this occurs 22 times, at least, in the Word of God. Psalm 2, which is one of the powerful expressions of the sovereignty of Almighty God, begins with a question. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? It's impossible for you and for me to look at a news program on a television, or if you listen to radio, and not hear the raging of people and plotting wicked things. In fact,